Hello, and welcome to Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. Through raw and heartfelt conversations, we uncover the powerful tools and strategies these individuals use to not only heal themselves, but also inspire those around them. Join us on this incredible journey as we discover the human spirit's remarkable capacity to heal, find hope in the darkest of moments, and ultimately live an elevated life.
Welcome to another episode of Elevated Life Academy, and I am your host, Sheree Lindberg. And today we're in for a treat. We have Stacy Nye, and I'll have her introduce herself in just a second. But we're talking about excellence and high achievement, and let's see where this conversation takes us. So, Stacy, welcome to the podcast, and please introduce yourself. Let us know a little bit more about you.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your space. I feel very honored. Okay, so my name is Stacy Nye. I come from a home of excellence. I was born into an Olympic family. We were surrounded by excellence, the people around us. I was born in, I grew up that real beautiful years of 0 to 7, that imprint year in the Olympic world where with the 76 Olympics being built all around me. So my playground was the Athletes Village being, you know, the groundbreaking and the big Olympic stadium groundbreaking and then the yellow ribbons and the, you know, the construction, and then all of a sudden being at opening ceremonies in 76. So that's just kind of who my family is, very high achieving, living very much in that space of in service to excellence, which is what a lot of my values sit in, is in that in service to excellence. So throughout my career, when I was about 16, I went to the Commonwealth Games with my dad. At the time, he was the head of the Commonwealth Games Federation for Canada. And of course, he put me to work as a summer job, and I fell in love with it. So I started my career actually at 16, spending my summers. First one was in Scotland. The second one was Indianapolis. And then I went from Olympic Games to Olympic Games to Olympic Games. And I remember my father saying to me when I was 16, he's like, "Sweetie, I know you love this, but it's a summer job. Like this, there's no money in sport, you know, and there's definitely no money in like the administration of sport and being in service to athletes and that kind of thing." I said, "You know, Dad, I think I'm going to figure out a way to do this. I really love what I'm doing. My brain works in these puzzle pieces. I love figuring out, you know, complex problems and figuring out a very simple solution." So really that Rubik's Cube mind was started at a very young age. So if I jump ahead quite a few decades, when I met Daniel, the creator and founder of this technique, and I had my very first experience with this technique, with this healing modality, I'd never really had a lot of exposure to call it healing modalities in this way. I had been exposed as an athlete to, you know, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, obviously physiotherapist, you know, heat, cold. I was a kid in the cold bath and then in the hot bath, you know, just because I was a high performance athlete myself. So we had a lot of healing around us in that way. I had a lot of mind over matter training as a high performance athlete. So again, just thought it was normal to be able to do your beam routine in your head 1,000 times, 10,000 times before, you know, you get to a big competition. So all of those skills were being nurtured in me from a very, very young age, but I didn't really know any different. But when I met Daniel after 6 years of silence of living in, I call it my own private hell, nobody knew about it. I was very shattered on the inside, but, you know, all Academy Award goes to Stacy. You know, on the outside, I was high functioning, very happy, very smiley, you know, very successful, all those kinds of things. Like I looked great on the outside. I was falling apart on the inside. And didn't know what to do with that because I had zero skills of how to cope with this. Like, I'm a Nike commercial. I'm do it anyways. Like, who cares? Get on with it. You know, you can feel it for about 10 seconds and then get on with it. You know, suck it up, cupcake. But it wasn't working. This was a brand new level of, what is this? Like, this feels like hurt. I had been hurt many, many times physically in that way. But this was different. This was broken heart. This was shattered. This was betrayed. This was sad. This was the bottom is falling out of my life. Like, I couldn't hang on much longer. And I was so grateful for a woman in my life popped her head into my office one night. At this particular time in my life, I owned a gymnastics club for little kids. And her daughter was one of my coaches. And she popped her head in, and I was about 45 days into the end of a 20-year marriage, and it was now official. We were like saying out loud, we're getting separated. And that was just the last brick of my life gone, that I just wasn't okay. People around me could tell like something's up with Stace. Anyway, she popped her head into my office this particular evening, and she said, you know, Stace, I met with a friend of mine, like a high school friend of mine, at this trade show last weekend, and he's doing this incredible thing. I don't really know what he calls it, but she said, I tried it and it was absolutely outstanding. And he's coming up to our little town on Friday, and I've made you, you're the first appointment, if that's okay. It's already paid for, the whole thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. So on this particular Friday morning, I was driving to this session, this person's house, to meet this person that was going to do this thing with me that she said was astounding. And the coolest thing happened when I walked in, and this was the first day that I'd felt hope in years. Like this, oh gosh, please let this work. You know, it was one of those moments, like hanging onto the steering wheel, looking up into the sky going, please let this work. And when I walked in, my first words to this gentleman were, oh my God, you're real. I had seen him in my visions my whole life. So absolutely destined to be meeting each other. We were together in the spiritual world very much. We were connected in the spiritual world very clearly. There was zero static between our connection and the spiritual world, because I had been able to ask him many questions over my life. And it was like an elder. He was like a guidance. He was guidance. He was counsel to me. He was like an elder. So when I walked in and saw him in real life, it was definitely startling.
Of course.
Yeah. And then he could feel very quickly my sadness. And he sat me down, and I'm, you know, the mascara is now down to my chin. And he just said, okay, hang on. And then he did this work with me. We call it the fixed code now. It went nameless for about 5 years, but we didn't care. It was just working, and we were helping so many people. But in this particular moment, when I sat down and he did the work with me, I knew I was in the presence of excellence. This technique is so smooth and elegant and graceful, which is like, that's my jam. I don't like messy. I don't like all over the place. I don't like not put together, you know? So this technique really aligned with me. And as I experienced it, and it only takes a couple of minutes, as I experienced it, I knew something was for real, was happening. Like, there's going to be results here. And it was also a very spiritual experience. Now, not everybody has that. I don't have a spiritual experience every time I tried, but it is a spiritual experience, no matter what level you're at in the experience. But you don't have to be spiritual to use this. I work with 5-year-olds. I work with, you know, 9-year-olds. You don't have to be spiritual. It's not a religious. It's not faith-based. And yet it's quantum. It's just quantum. And so it works. And the way that Daniel's designed it, the results are profound. And so when I opened my eyes after this couple of minutes of this experience, he asked me if there was anything in my past that I could think of that when I thought about it, made me feel sad. And only moments before, I would have burst into tears and said, yeah, 1,000 things. Like, I mean, just last weekend, like I'm just trying to navigate my way through what just happened. Like I couldn't feel it at all. I could see it, but I couldn't feel it. I was very neutral about the content. And I thought, that's magic, man. Like, that's magic. Mm-hmm. And when I got my wits about me, which took about a minute, because there were so many things happening in my mind, and yet nothing. I was blank. I was so blank. There was not one thought that was invading my mind or pulling me in 1,000 directions or just thinking about it and making me feel rotten. I was at peace and I was present, and I knew something had just drastically changed in my life. And then I went and said something that changed my life completely, which was, I'm going to figure out what you just did, and I'm going to teach the world how to do this. And he was like, okay. And then I stood up. I'm like, hi, I'm Stacy. Your name is, pardon? What's your name? Like, I didn't even know the guy's name. So, you know, obviously we've been best friends and started working together instantly, because my next goal with him was, if you can help me, like, I'm pretty broken, I'm pretty shattered. If you can help me put myself back together and get out of this depression in 1 minute, anxiety in another, it's just all too much. And he did. And in a very short period of time, I was feeling fabulous. And my life became very manageable and very cope. Like, I could cope with much more ease. Doesn't mean that life stops and everything gets, you know, rosy. It's that I all of a sudden felt like me again. I felt like I'm coping. I can answer people without crying. I'm not afraid to go somewhere and see people or run into people anymore. Like, all of those fears were just gone through the work. And so when I realized like this was for real, like this wasn't just me, because I had now was putting hundreds of people in front of him, my black book, my international black book, that said, if this works, like I want feedback from my friends. Like, I want feedback. Am I just making this up? Do I just want this to work? Like, you know, how much is this is just me wanting this to work? And every one of my counsels and like the people that I trust with my career, my big decisions, you know, all of it kept coming back saying, no, Stacey, this is the real deal. Like, this worked. I tried it. My wife tried it. The kids tried it. Like, this is a for real thing. And I'm like, okay. All right. So I'm going to continue. And Daniel and I continued down the path. And the goofy part was when I said to him one day, so the theory is that we're doing it to be able to teach, you know, people all over the world to do that. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, what if we can't? Like, what if we can't figure out how to teach this? And I said, so how about this? I know nothing about this. I am an absolute beginner. I know nothing about this industry, about modalities, about, I've never studied any other thing. And I said, if you can teach me how to do this, you can teach anybody how to do this. So he's like, okay. So the next thing I knew, I was doing it. And the next thing I knew, my girlfriend had her friends who I didn't know, which was good, because I thought if I make a fool of myself, then I never have to see these people again. And it was almost like, you know, like a Mary Kay party where everybody was just sitting around the living room. And so I did the work with every single person. And then at the end of the evening, you know, I kind of checked in and how's everybody feeling? And they're like, that's incredible. That's just incredible. Like, this is incredible. And the next thing I knew, my phone was ringing off the hook the next day and my private practice took off, and it never stopped. And then, of course, one of my dearest friends now of almost, oh my gosh, 13 years, she became a client at the beginning, and I worked with her, her kids, her friends, you know, all of her people, because she's all modal. She studied all the modalities. And she then said to me, you got to teach me how to do this. And I said, well, actually, Daniel's coming for a working meeting. He'll be here in about 15 minutes if you want to ask him yourself. So she said, oh, yes, I am. Oh, you know, yes, I am. I want to meet him and I want to ask him. He walked in the door. She threw her arms around him, gave him the biggest hug ever. And he then said, okay, I guess we're teaching people how to do this. And that was in 2015 or 2016. I can't remember. And we haven't stopped. And it's just been the journey of a lifetime. And it's been incredible. And I just thank you so much for allowing me on your platform and welcoming me on your platform so that I can share this with that many more people, that if they're interested in learning this or just becoming a client and trying this, like, we're here.
We'll put your information in the show notes and so forth. I mean, the podcast is about elevated life. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to bring on all kinds of providers, people telling their stories so that we can help the world live a more elevated life.
Yeah, this technique allows us to remove things like hurt, betrayed, sad, struggle, suffering, all of those things, because it's not. And for all of your listeners who are very, who are studying all sorts of other amazing modalities, we know that unless we learn the learnings, right, it's going to happen again, mm-hmm. and again and again and again. So we can navigate our way through the emotion part, but if we don't take the learnings, it's going to keep happening. So this technique, the way that Daniel has designed it, is that we do. Part of the system that he created is about the learnings, mm-hmm. and about learning what we're meant to learn from this event, that, or like from the root cause. And it's like he's thought of everything. We also then get to move forward, because the learnings is clearing the karma. Mm-hmm. And then this technique also, if we multi-layer what this is it's also clearing ancestral past, ancestral present. So the people in your life right now and your ancestral future. Because if we're not passing it on, it doesn't go into the future. And but we also get to go into the past and heal all ancestral past. So it's incredible. This The name of the technique is the VIX code, which actually stands for FLIR, which is Daniel's last name. I is for intuition, your intuition. X is for the extraction, which is the process. And then code is like hurt, sad, betrayed, whatever the answer is that we're going to work on in one of your sessions. But what we know what this really is, it's an ancient ascension tool. And we know that through spiritual experiences that I've had, that Daniel has had, not together, like in different times, definitely different realms, where we've been taken and shown what this is. And Daniel, you know, says that he remembered this for us. And he was meant to remember it and then share it with me. Because this is what I'm here to do, is to share it with the world. Like, he's done his job. He met me in 2010. He did everything he was supposed to do. And now it's my job to be the messenger and carry this word as far as I can and to as many people as I can, because I can only help as many people as this, right? Like, right, but right. The moment we start to teach this, and this was the profoundness of the math for me, was each person that learns this helps 10 people in their certification to write for, and it's for 8 half-hour sessions. So 10 people in your life are going to feel the shifts and the lightness and the life-changing frequency, because they're no longer sad. They're no longer sitting in these low-level frequencies or in the high-up frequencies, which is like, you know, the anxiety, like the that fear, that real, like, I can't move, that kind of thing. So when we start to remove all of those with the practitioner, your client will start to feel lighter, calmer, grounded. You know, if they're up here, they want grounded. And if they're feeling low, they want to be lifted. Well, this technique will do both. And so 10 people in your life will feel this, and their lives change, their family lives change because they've changed. Imagine a mom not angry. Now, angry is overwhelmed, can't think, and run out of time. That's the symptoms of angry, and it's in every single person. Like, if you've got angry, those are the symptoms. So when people come to us and say, I feel overwhelmed, I can't think, I'm always running out of time, I'll say to them, can you think of anything in your past that when you think about it makes you feel angry? And they're like, oh yeah, right? And then when we do that work, which just takes a couple minutes, when that mom goes home, or that dad goes home, or that teenager goes home, and they no longer feel overwhelmed, can't think, and run out of time, you now have a whole new household, right? Like, mom's not freaking out, dad's not yelling, mom's not running around like a crazy girl, or the teenager isn't angry. They're not like procrastinating. They're not overwhelmed. When you say, hey, buddy, can you clean your room? They're like, yeah, sure. Like, I got all the time in the world. Why not? Versus, I don't have any time. And that's just one code. So this is life changing. So while in our system, in the certification part of this, each person helps 10 people. 10 people. You know, now we have 10 people helping their 10 people, and the math just keeps going. And it's just like, this is, oh my God. Like, and that's what the vision, whatever I kind of close my eyes, that's the vision. It's just like, it just
to make as much impact as you can. Yeah.
Oh, and that's what I was taught my whole life, was show up, be in service, and have impact, young lady. You know, like, don't just stand there, you know, do something, get involved, help. How can you help? And I was being forged through many fires, through many learnings, through many mentors, to be this person, to have these skills, to have the level of communication and the excitement and all of these things, to be in service to humanity, to help in this way. Like, this is what I've got. This is how I'd like to help. And so it's an open invitation, you know, that if anybody wants to try this, on our website, which is thefixcode.com, you can book an appointment for free. It's complimentary. So anybody can try this. And if it resonates with you, fabulous. If it doesn't, keep moving. Like, there's a modality out there for everybody, which is, that's where we're at. Because there's so many people that need help. It can't just be one answer. I don't believe that at all. If it's for you, fabulous. You found it. This is great. Dive in and really make some changes. If it's not for you, fabulous. It means one more thing you don't have to look at, because you're on to your next. Like, so this is why the complimentary session is so valuable and so profound, because not only does it have impact in the moment, because we do help that person right away, but they now have the experience. They know whether to move on or dig deeper and say, I want to learn a little bit more about this.
Wonderful. So is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would, because you really explained it, I think, very, very well. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think would be important for our listeners to know?
Yeah, that if I can learn it, anybody can learn it. You don't have to know any modality. You don't have to know anything about quantum. You don't have to know anything about anything. All you want to do is help your kids. Mm-hmm. You want to help your family members. You want to help your clients. If you have an existing business, therapists love this technique. You know, I have quite a few massage therapists that have doubled their revenue in 1 hour because they're doing the massage and a fixed code session all at the same time. So they've doubled their daily revenue. It's just mm-hmm. crazy. Therapists and all kinds of therapists, transformational healers, psychotherapists, like the gamut, love this because they can insert it into their session with somebody so effortlessly. And this is how they would do it. So I'm a therapist. I'm not a therapist, but pretend I'm a therapist and I have someone in front of me and we're doing a little bit of strategy work. Like, okay, we know that happened. We know that your mother triggers you over and over and over again. We've tried a couple different things, but you tend to keep being hurt every time your mother opens her mouth. Okay, something like that. But you're in this like therapy session, right? And all of a sudden, what if you had the fixed code in your back pocket, this is what would happen. Okay, so when you think about your mom, how does she make you feel? Oh, hurt. Excellent. Close your eyes. And within 5 minutes, hurt is gone. And it's not only hurt about her mother, it's hurt about every event that she's ever felt hurt. Now, no longer has hurt in it. So the memory is different. So when you think about a memory that no longer has that emotion, which very few people have ever experienced, like fixed code you have, and it's kind of freaky because you're looking at exactly what you had just been either crying about or angry about or beside yourself about or why you're actually in therapy this particular day because your mother got you so upset. And, you know, within 5 minutes, you're now looking at that event and you're like, wow, yeah, no, I don't feel hurt. I can see her lips going. I can see what she's saying. And she's definitely done that to me my entire life. But yeah, I don't feel it. How cool is that? So as a therapist, you just knocked it out of the park for your client because your client's going to feel fabulous. You can move on now to the next thing, which could be something completely different. Like, you know, my brother gaslights me. Listen. So, okay. So, all right. So when you think about your brother, how does he make you feel? Oh, totally gaslights me. Okay. Close your eyes. It's not 10 weeks, 2 years, 10 years of talk therapy about how your brother gaslights you. How are you going to manage that next time you see him? Let's just get rid of the feeling of gaslight and then nobody can make you feel that way because you no longer have the thing inside you, which we call parasitic programs, that's being triggered. If there's nothing to trigger, nothing.
The wounds have been digested.
They're gone. Yeah. And because we look at them like parasites, parasitic programs, when the program is gone, it can't bother you anymore. So how we refer, like explain this part is when you have a cold, you know it, right? It sucks. Life's hard. Everything's dredgy, right? The nose hurts. The head's hurting. The body's like in a little bit. You know, we got a cold. When the cold is gone, I now say to you on Thursday, say if you had it over the weekend, and now I see you at the mall and say, hey, like you were pretty sick on the weekend. How do you feel now? And you're like, oh yeah, I had a cold this weekend. You don't remember because the cold wasn't you, right? Mm-hmm. It was a program. It was a parasite program, virus, whatever you want to call it. It ran its course. Same thing with this. We do not believe that these parasitic programs are us.
Right.
They are not. This technique proves it every single time. You can take it out. So now I walk up to you and say, hey, can you think of anything in your past that when you think about it makes you feel hurt? And you're like, hurt? Why would I feel hurt? People in my life are so beautiful. They're like, everybody's kind to me. And the person that is looking at you going, okay, we'll go with that. Because they know all your hurt stories, right? Like if your best friend all of a sudden's like, okay, you're going to go visit your mom this weekend. Are you okay? Like, call me. I'm available all weekend. And you're like, why? Do your own thing. Your friend, like, I don't need you on standby. And your friend is like, you've needed me on standby for 40 years. Like, what's happening? It's like, you're going to visit your mom. And you say to her, I am going to visit my mom. But why are you being weird about it? And your friend is like, what is happening? And you're like, why? I don't understand what's happening. And your friend then says, your mom has upset you from the damn it, you 40 years, but like, why are you all like, have you guys made peace? Like, And you're like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I met this girl, Stacy, and she did this thing with me. Yeah, no, I don't feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And your friend's like, okay, who's Stacy? And I want her phone number. They saw the shift in you.
Right.
So big. So we actually don't feel the shift. I mean, everything gets easier, but we don't notice it in the same way we forget we ever had a cold. Mm-hmm. Our friends remember we had a cold because we were miserable. We forget because it wasn't us. Mm-hmm. We don't carry some memory of memory, call it, mm-hmm. like, of being miserable 4 days ago. We forget. We get on with it. That's how this feels. We get on with it. We forget that we ever felt hurt. And that was a big one for me, that feeling hurt, because hurt makes, not only does hurt hurt, right? But it hits our heart. So anybody in the world, I may say this wrong and I'm sorry. And I never get it right. Germanic medicine. Is that right? Germanic. There's a whole modality out there that, you know, looks at the physical body and it targets specific spots. They love this because when the human body feels hurt, it usually hits the heart, mm-hmm. which is breast cancer, like all those kinds of things. Okay. So if your clients have physical symptoms in this way, this technique also knocks it out of the park, because when we remove hurt, it's out of the heart. Mm-hmm. So the heart starts to get better. The breasts start to get better. I mean, and we could go Louise Hay all day. Like, I love what she wrote was true, because this technique proves it all the time, all the time. When we remove these things from our physical body that are feeding off of our energy, right? Mm-hmm. Physical body, we're made of electricity. When these things are triggered, they tax our physical body and they wake up and they hurt us. They tax our physical body, whether that's behind our eyes, whether that's our jaw, our neck, you know, our hands start to clench or we start to rub our hand. We start doing stuff. Our thighs start to hurt. Oh my gosh, sciatic, lower back. Like, I could go on for days. Louise Hay and I could go all day long. I love that, because it's true. These things are lodged in our body, mm-hmm. eating our energy, feeding off of our energy source, which makes us feel drained, exhausted, tired, moody, like all of those things, and just low fuel, like always on low mm-hmm. power, right? And as we start to remove these things through this technique, we start to get our power back, because these things are not sucking our power. And one of the things I learned a very, very long time ago, and again, I'm not going to go down this wormhole, but it is something, a declaration that I made myself, that when I learned about the loosh energy that humans create from when we're in fear or anxiety or depression, when we're not okay, we humans create an energy called loosh. And that energy is not good. I made a declaration to self that I will not participate in the manufacturing of that energy. And so this technique allows me to keep that declaration solid, because anytime I don't feel freaking awesome and balanced and fabulous energy and grounded all at the same time, right? Like very present and not pulled in 9,000 directions or feeling intimidated or wobbly or whatever, all those words I've done, I can not participate in the manufacturing of that energy. And it's very freeing and it's very empowering when you have a tool, which is you. When you learn this, you become the technology. You become it. Like in Atlantean times, the Atlanteans believed they were the technology, and they were. This mm-hmm. is very Atlantean technology, this technique. It's beautiful, and we become the technology. So you don't need any gadgets or anything. You don't even need it to be quiet. I've done this technique on planes, buses, screaming kids, gymnastics club. I owned a gymnastics club for 5 years, so like that's a little noisy. You can do it anywhere, anytime with anybody, and you don't need to know anything about them to be able to help them. You just need to ask them the magic question and whatever they answer, and that's when you do the work. Do you want me to share the magic question and we'll kind of like put it out there?
Well, we could do that. I'd be totally open to that. Go ahead.
Okay, so how we find a code in the technique with anybody, again, this is where we don't have to know anybody to be able to help them, is I ask something called a magic question that Daniel created for me when I was learning this. And now it's just part of our training because it's so incredible. We ask, biggest problem you have in your life right now, when you think about it, that thing that when you get in the car, it knocks you over, when you know, doing the dishes, when you get quiet, when you're in the shower, you're falling asleep, and it knocks you over, it takes your breath away. can't stop thinking about it. It bugs you. It irritates you. Like that. And you think about that, what would you call it? If you could put it in one or two words, what would it be? Now, whatever you answer is the work that we do. And that feeling and everything, every memory that is associated, that is linked to that feeling, will also no longer have that feeling in it. So you can go back as long as you want and think of as many memories as you can, like after the extraction, and you can think, don't feel that way anymore. Nope, don't feel that anymore. And you can pull up the memories and look at them. And what's fascinating is that what only 5 minutes ago you couldn't make stop, like it's in your head in a loop and you can't shut it down. You can't shut it off, right? Now, only 5 minutes later, you are actually struggling to try to find a memory that you felt that way about. And you almost can't, because it all goes back into the timeline where it belongs, with no trigger, not attached or linked to any emotion. Mm-hmm. And so it stays where it is, in the past, where it belongs, 40 years ago.
Yeah, what I can tell you is I know I have a lot of curious listeners, and I'm just here to invite everyone, the fixed code, and Stacy Nye, everybody, be the tool, be the experiment, look her up,
yeah.
Have a session, and see what this does, because we are all about elevating people's lives and transforming people's lives. So thank you so much for sharing. It's very nice to meet you. We'll make sure everything's in the notes so that people can reach you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's complimentary. Yeah, it's a very easy process. You just fill out the form. When you go to the website, you fill out the opt-in. You put your name in and your email. Then you fill out actually the magic question. So there's going to be the magic question. Then we're going to ask you, are you making pictures of the future going wrong? So there's like little tick box, and you can take them all. That's fine too. And then once you submit that, you're going to be popped over to a page where it says book here. Click that, and then you're going to be on a page of practitioners who volunteer their time, because we're all about paying it forward.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And so our practitioners, part of our system, if you'd like, nobody has to do that. But once you're certified, you're welcome to volunteer. And it could just be 2 hours a week if you want, or 2 hours a month. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But it's all about paying it forward and helping the next generation and the next person that we need to,
lovely,
to introduce them this technique and also help them. Yeah. And also anybody in the world can click it and get help immediately without there being any price tag to it. They know that they can talk to somebody quickly.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Which is my goal.
In our world right now, we do need things like that. So thank you so much. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for giving service like that, because we do. In our world right now, we do need things like that. So thank you so much. And it's been a pleasure listening and hearing all about this.
Thank you.
Just experienced the fix code with Stacy Nye, and wow, there was magic in the simplicity. If you can set your skepticism aside and lean into a bit of uncertainty, transformation happens fast. What's even more beautiful is how Stacy and her team are paying it forward. They are genuinely wanting to see folks free from struggle. That spirit of giving is exactly what we're all about here at Elevated Life, spreading hope and real, practical healing. If this calls to you or someone you care about, give it a try and pay it forward by sharing. We really appreciate it. Let's keep the ripple of healing moving in our world. Thank you so much for listening. Until we meet again.
Thank you for joining us on another uplifting journey on Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. If you found resonance or connection with what you've heard today, we encourage you to share this episode and consider becoming a subscriber. Please spread the word so others can live an elevated life.